Hey, what's up? You're listening to Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and I'm doing a Community Matters interview today with Cindy Kirkhart. She is the CEO at Facing Hunger Food Bank in Huntington, West Virginia. And Cindy, I know that many people throughout our area have heard of the Facing Hunger Food Bank. Could you give us a little bit of a description, maybe for those who aren't as familiar, as far as what you all do and kind of the size and scope of it?
Sure. Well, the food bank actually is an aggregator of food. We have commodity products from the USDA, which is the Department of Agriculture. You know, we've received that for the counties that we serve in Kentucky and West Virginia. In Lawrence County, Ohio, we provide a lot of donated and purchased product. So we collect the food and then we distribute it to our member partner agencies. We have in 17 counties in the tri-state area about 250 member agencies. So that would be your local church pantries. We have recovery facilities that are partners with us, daycare facilities, the mission, homeless facilities. So all those partners that are into emergency hunger relief receive food from us. So we do that through county deliveries or pickups by the agencies. And on almost every Thursday through November, and since the pandemic began, we provide mobile pantries where we take about 8,000 to 10,000 pounds of food to a site in a community that is especially challenged. And we do distributions. And with the pandemic in place, you know, we have the cars pull up and then we have the food aggregated, boxed and bagged, and we place the food in the vehicle. So we're not having people to sign forms and exchanging pens and all that type of thing. On a good day, our service base is about 129,000 people. And that's in the 17 county region that we serve. During the pandemic, especially the first part of April, we saw an increase of about 50%. So we were close to 200,000 people that we were serving who were newly unemployed or, you know, having been affected by unemployment or, you know, school closures and that type of thing because of the restrictions on the pandemic. We partner with senior centers. So during the course of that initial pandemic impact, we saw a lot of the congregate feeding sites for seniors to be restricted, and we really found a lot of senior citizens in particular that did not have access to food. So we right away changed how we, you know, distribute food, doing a lot more direct distributions and certainly more just-in-time deliveries to ensure that those we serve have enough to eat. As the benefits came through, we were able to decrease that initial growth down to about 30%. And right now we're sitting still at about 20%. I expect that that number will continue to increase a little bit because of some of the more adversely affected communities. Mingo County had a real surge in infections, as well as, you know, with the various models of the school year starting, with there being virtual learning as opposed to students attending, we want to make sure that we're being good partners to school systems and our partner agencies for child nutrition and emergency hunger relief that way. So we have a lot on our plate most of the time, and the pandemic has certainly helped us to increase our flexibility, but to also more directly gear our programs to serve everyone in need in these incredible and difficult times.
These are difficult times. And I think when you hear a statistic like that, that in our area, there's somewhere like 200,000 people who are in need of food on a regular basis. Well, that's pretty sobering. And Cindy, our listeners may not be aware of this, but September has been recognized as Hunger Action Month. Could you tell us what Hunger Action Month is and how people can get involved?
Well, as we all know, hunger is present every day But in September, we really want to put the focus on ways that individuals, groups, and communities can increase their awareness and take action to address hunger, either locally or, you know, just within their own small community or their church, by, you know, doing what we have posted, like a month full of activities of something you could do every day to gain more awareness, gain education, or to take very specific action steps to address hunger. One example would be the SNAP challenge. SNAP benefits per individual in a home equal about $1.40 a meal. So you do the math, that's $4.20 a day per person in a home of SNAP benefits. And I don't know if you've ever tried to eat a meal on $1.40, but it is amazing the insights that you get by, if you do it for a day, you know, trying to live on that $4.20 and have adequate nutrition and not go hungry. And it certainly precludes purchases of protein, you know, which is significantly higher. It's unfortunate that the higher nutritional value foods tend to cost more. And so when people are, you know, find it easy to judge decisions that other people make about the things they purchase, sometimes those foods are less expensive. So they're trying to fill by volume versus fill by nutrition. It encourages volunteerism. You know, if you don't want to volunteer with the food bank, find a local pantry or go to the mission and, you know, put your time, talent, and treasure in support of people who are hungry and who are receiving emergency hunger relief. There are so many families that don't have enough to eat on any given day. And as we enter into the holidays and that we are all thinking about our blessings and the joy of the holidays, we also need to, you know, put intention toward being aware of so many that are without and, you know, moving the dialogue toward that. You know, as we continue with this pandemic, the prayer I have most often is that all the things that we've identified, you know, the safety net of services have prevailed for a long time, but this pandemic has ripped the Band-Aid off of those services. And for us, it has certainly brought to mind needs that we need to address, that there are people who do not have transportation, that live within a few blocks of a food pantry, but they can't get there. You know, they're disabled and they can't walk. You know, they don't have transportation. So I am dedicating a staff person to be able to do a mobile distribution, either, you know, to a pantry at large that may not have capacity to take things, you know, any other day but on the day they distribute. So we want to get that food there. And to within a foundation of referral and continuing to, you know, direct people to resources to make home deliveries if there are no other options so that we're not having people go without. So if we all continue that conversation, maybe Hunger Action Month and Hunger Awareness Month will result in permanent change.
That's certainly something to hope for. And so if folks want to get involved, what are some of the needs that you have there at the food bank, or how could people help?
Well, again, the donation of time, talent, and treasure. We can always use volunteers. Sometimes we just, you know, need a little extra office help. Sometimes, like today, we have a mobile pantry, so folks would have an opportunity to come out and help distribute food directly to people in need. We're always packing backpacks for children. We do medically indicated food boxes for folks that are having challenges with end-stage renal disease or diabetes, that type of thing. If folks want to make a donation, you know, $1 represents 7.5 meals for us. So we can certainly do a lot with a dollar. The other thing is that they could certainly, at their workplace or at the school or even in their home, gather up food products. We like single-serve cans of entrees, you know, things that people can prepare easily. People may think that they're not going to bring a whole lot, so, you know, maybe it's not worth it, but it certainly is worth the effort and that donation to someone who would benefit from it.
Okay, so if someone has food or cash that they want to donate, how do they get that to you?
Well, you can come right here to the food bank at 1327 7th Avenue in Huntington, or give us a call at 304-523-6029. If you want to donate, you can do that via our webpage at www.facinghunger.org, and we have a donate tab on our webpage, and it's a pretty easy process. And if you want to volunteer, you know, follow those same things. We can get you oriented when you come in. You can call and schedule to come in, or certainly sign up for volunteerism on our webpage. I would be remiss if I didn't talk about how grateful we remain for the wonderful support that we have received from our local community and certainly from across the broader area. We just could not do it without everyone's support. This pandemic remains. I don't think any of us have any idea of when it will go away. So the support will continue to be needed. So even if we have folks that need to take a little break, we welcome them back with open arms. If folks haven't volunteered before, we, you know, continue to need that support. But we just are overwhelmed with the wonderful support we've received from the community. Every time we have visitors come through, they always remark about how they had no idea as to the volume. Last year, as an example, we distributed a total of 11.5 million pounds. This year, I expect us to be at least at 13 million with the same number of staff that I had last year. So everyone here, it's an incredible team, has risen to the challenge. And if people didn't identify us as first responders in the past, we certainly are now. If we weren't here doing this work, so many in so many communities would not have access to emergency hunger relief. So we're very proud of our work, and we welcome anyone who wants to be a part of a lot of magic that happens here.
Love and magic. I think that's a great way to describe what you all do there. Again, I've been talking with Cindy Kirkhart. She is the CEO at Facing Hunger Food Bank in Huntington, West Virginia. If you want to find out more or if you want to make a donation, be sure to give them a call or check them out online. Their phone number is 304-523-6029. Their website is facinghunger.org, and they also have a page on Facebook, so you want to make sure you check them out there. Here at Walk FM, I'm excited to tell you about a new thing that we're doing. We're trying to put together a resource page with information about various food pantries across the region and their needs and how you can help. And so if you are associated with a food pantry, what we'd like you to do is to send us a text. Send the word pantry to 855-592-5536. That's 855-5-WALK-FM, if that's easier for you to remember. And we'll send you a link where you can give us the information about your pantry and your pantry's needs. And that way we can make that a part of our community resources in the coming weeks. If you are part of another organization that's doing something amazing to help our community, I'd love to talk to you as well. Send me an email at communitymatters@walkfm.org. And who knows, maybe next time I'll be talking to you on our Community Matters interview. For now, my name is Kyle, and hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.